How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting your life.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World, broadcast under the KXOY building, where it is a...
Friday.
That was solid.
That was a good effort, guys. That was well done.
That was solid, dude.
That actually sounded
Orin, did
nice.
I get your heart racing there when I was talking that fast?
Yes.
You seemed to be...
Yeah, I was ready to go.
Giddy up.
Holy smokes. Take the leash off this one. Let him run.
Yes.
Did I say you could talk, Steve?
Oh, not yet.
Here we go.
Because I don't think I said that.
You did not.
Steve, okay. It's your show. You do whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. I was streaming on the ship. Remember that?
Hey, language.
The ship. My daddy works in a shipyard.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's cool.
I was streaming.
Did you get pretty good service?
Yeah.
It's funny because I think...
Phone service or...
That's a good question.
But I was streaming the show when we were on the ship on the
Friday.
Good
Wi-Fi.
So
good
you could...
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi was great, but you... Could you make phone calls and stuff?
You know, I didn't try because I didn't want to get home and get a $6,000 bill.
All right, and who am I going to call?
I did Facebook Messenger a lot.
Okay.
And that, so far, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, you should be fine. Yeah, you should be fine.
And if, you know, if whoever you're calling has FaceTime.
Yeah,
yeah
sure.
With the iPhone.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's using the Wi-Fi.
So. Oh, sure, okay. Yeah.
You wouldn't have to pay for that.
Darn it, I didn't know. I'm going
to
go back.
I feel like the communication from ship to shore, as they say, is probably quite a bit better than, you know, it used to be. I mean, I remember it was like when we went on a cruise, it was a long time ago, but it was, you know, you'd email. You could go, oh, well, you can go to the kind of like a business center type thing, and you could email the kids and make sure everybody was, that was how we communicated with the kids while they were with grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad that we couldn't have them call us every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I was on a boat, Jay, it was the 80s, and they had one phone that said emergency use only.
Right. Bruce, when you were on a boat and the U.S. government owned it, did you guys, like, you know, call home a lot?
We had to put a message in a bottle.
I throw it overboard. I hope that goes to the right shore. Well, welcome, guys. I feel like it's been a minute. I don't remember the last time we were here, but gosh, you knew how to get in. That's cool.
Yeah, a month for me. It's been a month.
Wow, that's crazy. How's that construction get into the building?
Oh, that was nice.
That was fun.
As we drove up, Bruce goes, what the heck's going on here?
Right, yeah. Even I couldn't even come in the way I normally come in today, because I usually come around the back, and they got that road closed, and I went, well, does that mean I'm supposed to go home? I don't know what that means.
Well, yeah.
I also almost drove through it, because... You know, it said road closed, but I could see the other side of the construction.
Right.
And then I thought, well, I mean, it's just still dark and I don't have very good headlights. And I thought, I'll probably just drive right into some giant hole. I better go around.
Yeah, but on the other hand, don't they know who you are?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one. I literally thought I'd be the guy who'd go, you know, around the sign and then get stuck in my crappy little car. And then the news, right outside the newsroom. And they go, whoa, look at this idiot.
I'd fish you out, Jay.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, Steve pulled me out with his Corolla.
Shut the news off. I'm one of you guys.
Yeah, turn that camera off. Don't show me like that. Imagine if Steve showed up, your guy, you're like, let's say it's winter, and you know, you slid off the road, and you're like, man, I wish a guy with a truck would just come by, and Steve comes by with his Corolla, and he gets out, want me to pull you out of there?
Yep.
Chances of that.
With a bicycle?
Awesome. Yeah. What do you got? You got some sort of winch on that Corolla?
I got it all, Jay.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Set of chains?
He's got it all. They'd stand there and start laughing at him. But you know what? If he could pull you out, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Right. I kind of would like to see a winch with like a lift kit on a Corolla just for fun.
Be awesome.
Oh, that would actually be cool.
Yeah, Steve, get that done. You know, lift kit, winch.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you laughing?
What are you trying to know?
You do have to learn how to run it.
Well, there's that too. Yeah, yeah. No, he would just be the guy that'd pull up. Well, I got a winch on there. You go ahead, help yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
I'll be in the driver's seat staying warm. Just give me a little thumbs up when you want me to do something.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought witches were only for Halloween.
Oh, man.
Whoops.
So close.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How do you spell it, Kevin?
Don't like it. I spell it B-O-U-J-I.
Kevin James.
I spell it N-E-X-T. Next.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Silver Wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren Strong.
Hi, Warren.
Hello, and hi, and good Friday morning, everyone.
Hello, Warren.
Hello,
good monkey. To see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
Very good.
Warren went on a cruise. What was the number of days? 14?
14, 10? Yeah.
14.
Holy man. Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some time.
Holy Hannah.
Was there any time, like, during the 14-day cruise, and I want to spend some time a little bit later on this morning discussing one particular thing about the cruise.
Okay.
But during the 14 days, did at any point you think, ooh, it's getting a little long?
No, it really didn't.
Okay.
No.
I was always concerned about that because, you know, you think 10 is pretty long. You know what I mean, Bruce? Yeah. You're kind of like stuck there and you don't really, you're like, I wouldn't mind going home.
Yeah.
Well, and towards the end, I wanted to go home because, excuse me, I had stuff to do, you know, that I wanted to get done.
Yeah, there's stuff in the shop. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
I know there's stuff at home that's not getting done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But, no, in fact, Lori said, there's a lot of people that live on those ships. They actually live on the ships. They just keep buying tickets. And
that's crazy.
Lori said, let's keep going. Because it was heading from where we got out in New York. It was headed for England.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. And,
is that like a 21-dayer or what is that one?
Must have been. I don't know. I didn't look into it. But
that's crazy.
Man.
Well, good for you guys. That's fun.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Yeah, you've never been on a cruise ship?
Never.
Before. Okay.
Never.
Well, and you went out of, I'm trying to remember, Miami?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, all right. Well, I have about a million questions I will get to here in a little bit.
Awesome.
And
I only have three.
Okay. Really? Okay. Write those down so we remember. I did not write the million down. I don't quite have enough paper for that. But yeah.
Never been to New York and not so sure I'd ever go back.
Oh, really?
Because we were in downtown.
Yeah.
Times Square.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's an experience, though.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's one of those. Yeah. You know what? Maybe even if it wasn't bucket list, you can say you've been there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have a bad experience, right? Like there wasn't like a mugging or
nothing like that. No, everything. Everybody was friendly and nice and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there. Have you noticed that?
Lots of people there, yeah.
A little too people-y for me.
A little too people-y.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hello, my name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
I'll say.
Out of the ball. Hey, there he is, guys.
Bruce. Sir, Bruce. Sir.
Good morning.
Bruce, you have to either spend 2 full days in Times Square or 7 full days at the Spokane County Fair.
Oh, I'd go to the fair.
Fair for 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Full days. Yeah. We're talking sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. You can sit down and watch a cow walk around.
That's
or
right.
It's not too people-y there.
Right. At some point, it's not as people-y.
That's true.
Although 95 to kick off the fair today will be a little...
Oh, warm.
A little steamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think it smells different when it's 95.
Probably.
It smells different. You know, it smells different when it's 95 on the seventh day.
Yeah.
It smells a lot different.
Yeah. How you been, buddy? Doing all right?
Oh, yeah, fine. No injuries this week.
Yeah, look at that. Wow. Yeah. One in a row. We got to start a streak somewhere.
That's right. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
All streaks start with one, Bruce, so good for you, man.
First step.
Yep. Bruce looks all young and shiny, does he not?
He does. Yeah. He's clean shaven. And
yeah.
Did you say you have a haircut?
I need a haircut.
Oh, you need a haircut.
Me,
oh,
me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Barber's on strike.
Like which hair?
Your barber's on strike. Can't be expected to do all that work.
No.
Well, good. I'm glad you're uninjured and looking all shiny like a quarter found on the ground. You. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Feel good.
That's all that matters.
Monty. Where do you currently work?
Oh, no. Where does he work?
It's like...
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal.
Yes. Oh, there it is.
There we go. You're a tiger. You're turning the tiger. You're great.
You're a tiger.
Monty.
You're a tiger, bro.
Yeah, you're a tiger,
yeah,
bro.
You're a tiger, bro.
You're number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Notice that.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Good morning, Steve.
Oh, wow. Too late to make up.
No, there's no making up. I just going to make fun of him the rest of the day.
Thanks, Monty. Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Oh, Monty and Steve already had, I think what did he tell you to shut up like five times already today,
at least,
Steve?
Yeah.
Two on the shut up. The rest of them were, I think, be quiet.
Oh, softened it a little bit, did you? Yeah.
Shut up, Steve.
I didn't even say anything.
I know. That's the bummer of it. You're just in there being a nice guy, and he's like telling you to shut up. Welcome, Monty. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to be seen.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks, Steve.
My name is Producer Steve.
I like it, Steve. Keep it up.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh. All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Look at that guy.
Look at him.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Steve.
I'm not falling for your games, Monty.
They say you can talk?
No, sir. Oh, too much.
How are we doing, Steve?
I'm doing okay. I was a little frightened this morning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to go down and grab these fine gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, at least two of them.
Yeah, two gentlemen and Monty.
I was going to say, it's kind of a stretch.
Right, yeah.
I was walking quickly. I rounded a corner, and downstairs there's a bunch of cubicles. The lights are off, all these things, and out of the corner of my eye, I see movement.
Dun, 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 dun.
Tony the Tiger.
All right.
And then I look over, and some guy is on his ear pods and just going through stuff in a cubicle, and he scared me.
No one should be in there at that hour.
That is correct.
Yeah, weird.
I hate that when someone's in a spot where you're not used to seeing them.
Oh, golly.
You know, and the lights are off and you just out of the corner of your eye that barely see that movement.
Yeah.
And then you're like.
I love that.
Why are you in a cubicle?
Yeah, even if the lights were on. I don't know. Yeah. And even if it was like noon. But
that's a different level, Steve.
I don't know. But he scared me. And then I looked at him and then kind of went, morning. And I don't think he saw me. He definitely didn't hear me. And then I made my way in.
And was not there when you came back?
Apparently not. I mean, I wasn't paying attention.
See, that part's weird. It disappeared.
That must be why when he opened the door and said, good morning, guys. Monty, do you have a knife?
That is correct.
I need to know before I walk back through the cubicles.
That's it.
Yeah, that's weird. That happened to me one time when I used to work security, like in an overnight.
Ooh.
And I was worked security?
He's done everything.
Yes, that was. There's a lot of fun stories with that, too.
Oh, man. It's like, 10:30 to 6:30, and I walk through this building, and there's a guy sitting there at this desk, and he's typing away and everything, and I walk through, and I get through the other side, and he goes, hey, man, how's it going? I'm like, good. And I step outside the door, and I look back, and I radio in. I go, is there supposed to be a guy in the 30th floor? And they're like, no.
Wow.
I open the door, and he's gone.
Oh,
and then
yikes.
I'm like, yeah, he's gone. And they're like, start searching the building. I'm like, bro, I make like $3 an hour.
Send the team.
What am I going to do?
That's Oogie.
So did you find him or what?
I never did find that guy.
Oh.
You know where he went? Cubicle in our building this morning.
Yep.
That's him.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What are the first three digits of pi?
Kevin James.
Brewster.
Oh, pi. Jerry.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, Kevin's off today, but the Friday crew's here, and it's good to have the boys. Welcome. Welcome, fellas.
Sure, Thank you. To be here.
You can do what Warren did. You can download the Coyote Country app, and it's free, and you can take us with you wherever you happen to be. Land, sea, or air.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Apparently.
What was the... where were you the furthest? How far did that cruise go?
Clear at the bottom of the Caribbean. What would that be?
We call it the bottom of the Caribbean around here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right there at the bottom.
And we went through the Devil's Triangle.
Oh, my gosh. On purpose? Wow. Or did the guy accidentally steer you into it?
The Bermuda Triangle?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Wow. Wow. No way. And you survived.
You know what? Nothing happened.
Isn't that funny?
That's something. How about that? Easy way to get the app, too. You can just text the word app to our text line. We'll shoot you back a link, and you can download it that way. Make it easier for you. All right, guys, it is Audio of All Time, and what day of the week is it today?
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
We always have an Alexa joke on a Friday, guys.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Warren, this one's in particular for you.
Okay.
Why did Captain Kirk rush to the toilet on the new planet?
I don't know.
To boldly go where no one's gone before.
Now, see, I laugh at that.
Actually, that's pretty good.
I think it's funny, actually.
I didn't mind it.
That actually is pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't mind
Bruce
it.
Bruce is shaking his head.
He's like, no,
he's smiling.
It's not that good. That good. You know, like, Bruce, a lot of times when you're on TikTok or watching Instagram Reels, you know what I mean, right?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'll look and you'll see, like, these internet influencers, you know, and they're like at a mansion and they're like, man, I've made my millions by blah, blah, blah. And they try to sell your product to
work. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Turns out some of those people aren't really rich.
I'm not naming no names, but I wish you guys knew how easy it is to fake being wealthy for the internet here in LA. A lot of those big money guys and your favorite creators don't live where you think they live. So up the street from here, we have this $100 million mansion that costs $90 an hour to rent out. A lot of creators rent that space once a week, film their content, and make it look like they live there. Rent a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. $99 an hour.
Nice. It's
all about appearance, baby.
Golly.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I've made millions of dollars, and they're standing in front of a mansion that they rented for $90 an hour.
Yeah.
Driving up in their Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but it's got a winch on the front.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of fun to rent that for an hour for $90.
Yeah.
Like, we could go to the show there for 4 hours. Oh, that'd be fun.
Ooh.
I mean, just wander around that. It's pretty cheap, actually.
It. Yeah.
Huh. Lamborghini for $100 an hour, Monty, would that be fun?
I'd can I get your credit card number? Let's take care of that.
I feel like the deposit might be, you know, a little bit something, but, you know, you'll probably get it back if you don't wreck it.
Yeah, right. Really. Golly.
So just be careful. Be careful, Bruce, when you're on those Instagram Reels and you're on TikTok.
I will take that under consideration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Few was in here this week.
We heard him. Yeah. Oh, I heard him.
Yeah, and in fact, he was using the same microphone and the same chair you're using.
So
all the big-time celebrities use that particular mic and chair.
That's it.
And Kevin said, Coach, what kind of phone do you have there? And he goes, I don't know. Throws it on the counter. He's not a real phone guy, as you can imagine. Probably if he was, I'd imagine, you know, he has no social media.
Calls and texts.
Calls and texts, that's it.
Oh, really?
Doesn't do anything else on there. He's like, nah, I don't do that.
is the screen on it like a basketball or something?
I couldn't see it from where I sit, but, you know, he has it's a couple generations older, and he didn't even know what it was, and Kevin goes, it's whatever they gave you. He goes, yeah, I don't care. Phones and texts, that's all I care about.
So. There you go.
He's your guy, Bruce.
I understand.
In fact, cool. I think you might have a newer phone than Coach Few.
That could very well be the case.
Mine's a Generation 5 or something.
5? Okay.
Oh, no, it's newer than that.
He's got, you know, what is it, mind? It's got to be at least a 12, right?
No, I'd say it's probably a 7.
Okay.
Oh, 7, yeah.
Well, there you go, Bruce.
It's still got the button.
I take it back. You don't have one that's more current than Coach Few.
Never mind.
It cancels out. Carry on. This is kind of an interesting take from a fourth grade teacher. She's trying to teach her kids what can and can't be said to other people.
Ah.
And it would be really cool if I could actually play it if I actually clicked on this button right here.
If somebody can't change something about themselves in 30 seconds or less, then you shouldn't be mentioning it to them. If you say, hey, your shoe's untied, or hey, you have a little fuzzy on your shirt there, or if you say, hey, your pants are unzipped, I wanted to tell you privately because I didn't want you to feel embarrassed, but it happens to all of us. If you tell someone something like that, they can change those things in 30 seconds or less. But if you comment on someone's hair color or hair texture or hairstyle or body, they cannot change that in 30 seconds or less about themselves.
What do you think? If you can change it in 30 seconds or less, you can say it. If you say, shut up, Steve, probably rude.
Probably.
Is it? Is it, though?
Man, you're really short. Can't change it. Man, you look tired. Can't really change that in 30 seconds or less.
Man, your car is a piece of crap.
I mean, it's not a bad way to look at it.
No, it really isn't. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, so 30 seconds or less, you can't change it. It's got to be menial. If it is, fine, say it. If not, keep it yourself.
Yeah. Your face is dirty.
I can change that in 30 seconds. Yeah. Your face is ugly.
Yeah, then I can't do it.
Well, if it's because of the dirt.
I like the way Steve looks at it.
Steve has a caveat. Yeah, your face is dirty, and it's really making you ugly. Oh, okay. And I've always wondered about, I feel like this should happen more than it does. There's so many times that celebrities will get interviewed outdoors at a movie shoot or at an award show or something like that, right? Seems like more outdoor than indoor interviews half the time. It's easier to catch them when they're on the way in and out of an event than at an event.
Sure.
And, you know, how are people not getting attacked by bugs, Nicole Kidman?
If people want to tune in and have... Is there a bug?
There's a bug in
this
your hand.
This is awful.
I'm just going to...
I literally... What is going on here? We got...
We're getting swarmed
with bugs here.
We're in the middle of a live interview. All of a sudden, just got bugs everywhere and... I mean, I feel like that should happen more, and we should see it more because it'd be fun to watch.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How calm does she sound?
She does sound pretty good. I think the guy that was interviewing her was a little more worried about it than she was because he's like waving at her head, you know, and she's like, is there a bug in my hair?
Yeah.
No, there's multiple bugs in your hair. It's fine.
Yeah.
See, when a wasp or something flies around, because that's a different action.
Oh, man.
That happens.
They had some at the, I know how Bruce, when you're watching The Bachelorette, Bruce, and... And I mean, you know,
once
when you're watching that and you're thinking, man, who's Jen gonna pick? You know, I mean, you know how it goes, and you're like, and you're on your, you know, Generation 7 phone and you're up on Twitter and you're like, oh, this is garbage and Devin's a jerk, you know what I'm saying?
Hashtag that.
Yeah, he's throwing out his hashtags like he's made him, and they show the bloopers at the end of the season every time, and they always, it's always, there's a billion of them where there's bugs. Bees, something, you know, something falls because there's so much production time for those live reality shows. Something's going to tip over from the wind. Something's going to happen. And the bee ones, Monty, are insane.
I bet.
Because some people are just, I mean, bees, obviously, there's a lot of people have allergies and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or just fear.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you'll be all like, I really think that you should be treating me better. Oh, my God, there's a bee. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's a bee. It's just the most intimate moment ever. And then, nope, don't care. Start running. There's a bee by my head.
Yep.
And I don't care. It could be the biggest, most muscular looking dude on the planet.
Right.
But if he doesn't like bees and one flies by his head, turns into like a six-year-old girl.
Yeah, exactly. We went to an Alison Krauss outdoor concert once. And they had, of course, lights on her and everything, you know. And she's singing away, and all of a sudden,
she stops.
And she goes, there's too many bugs up here. I'm inhaling bugs.
Oh, wow.
So they got a bunch of those candles and different things.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, to try to get them away. But
oh, my God.
She stopped because she was choking on bugs.
Well, think about it. A big, deep breath to take a long draw.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're going to inhale some gnats.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Me and Monty were talking about ropes earlier.
Yeah.
Well, when you go through my shop, I have an assortment of rope and extension cords. And
sure, all things. Good shops do.
Yeah.
Things
but they're all on the floor, though.
Oh, they're on the floor?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Is that where we keep them?
Well, yeah, because I can find them there.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Bruce, after you tripped on the ropes and hurt yourself, did you pick them up? Are they up now? Are the ropes are off the ground?
They're moved.
They're moved? No, that's not what I moved. Asked.
They're still on. They're just in the corner.
Corner now.
Yeah. Okay. That kicked him over a little
that's
bit.
That's how that works, Jay.
That's the one I heard while I was on the cruise.
That particular
that
rejoin?
Story, yeah.
Oh, that story. Oh, because it was the best of? Yeah, I see what you're saying. Man, pick up those ropes. Can't you get a hook? You got room for a hook on a wall, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I already got stuff hanging on the wall. So,
are you a big wall hanger guy, Monty, in your shop or your garage?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've got literally every wall has
stuff everywhere. Stuff. Yeah.
Some way to hang something.
Yeah. Warren, yes, no.
Yeah, because I got one wall with pictures on it, you know, of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I've got those strewn all over the shop in different locations.
Yeah,
same thing, but just different.
Do you have pictures on your shop wall, Bruce?
Um,
beer signs, maybe.
couple beer signs.
Okay, all right.
Every shop has
the metal ones or the like the neon ones?
Metal ones.
Oh, wow. I got one for you then.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I add it to your shop if you want it.
Oh, sure.
Okay, all right. Also gets it out of my place.
Yeah, there you go. I have a big banner that says the Jay and Kevin Show.
Yeah, we were looking for that.
Oh. I wasn't going to say that out loud. Oh, boy.
Remember when we were searching for that, Steve? Days, weeks, hours, all trying to figure it out. It's Warren Shop.
Back to that thing, open mouth and insert foot.
Guys, we're going to play the game we invented called Password.
Let's do it, Jay.
Stolen by television, but forever the Jay and Kevin invention of the game.
Absolutely.
Password. We did a little rock, paper, scissors going in. I don't know how it worked, but anyway, Warren and Bruce.
Wait a minute.
I mean, Monty and Bruce are captains, so now you guys got a rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to choose their partner first. Ready? And one, two, three.
Red Bruce is it.
Bruce, you get first choice on your partner.
I'll take Warren. I've been a pest to him here for the last few days.
All right.
Made it simple.
I like that. You
spend a lot of time together since you got back from the cruise?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's that working?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
You're working on stuff that isn't working.
Oh, I see. Actual work. That's fun. All right. Well, so it's Monty and I for Password. It's Bruce and Warren for Password. So, Bruce, why don't you and Monty take your headphones off first, and Warren and I will be the first to give clues. Okay. Here we go. Steve's got the words. For the game of the game is Password.
That's right. The password is September.
Okay, guys, here we go. All right.
That was quick.
Warren, Bob, rock, paper, scissors. See who goes first. Ready? One, two, three. One, two, three. All right. I can go first, I guess.
Okay.
You won, though.
I know, but it's all right. Remember?
September.
Yeah!
Well done. Well done.
Do you remember?
For those who try to figure out how that happened, we played the Do You Remember the 21st of September quite a bit during that day and that week and during the month. And Warren, you always used to sing, Do You Remember? Used it against you, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
That was fantastic.
One nothing. Warren, you and I get to take our headphones off.
Oh, so I had my phones
here
on.
Here we go for round two of Password.
All right. The password is school.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce. I'll go first.
Thank you for letting us know, Bruce.
Yeah, that was very important.
Unless you want it.
No,
it's
Bruce,
your choice.
Gets, Bruce gets to go first. No, Bruce, you get to go first. It's your turn. It's you and Warren, right?
Well, the winner.
Oh, winner gets to choose. Oh, all right. We can do that way.
No. The winner usually has to go first.
Is that a torture?
I got
Bruce,
clues,
whatever you'd like to do.
I'll go ahead and
go. Okay. Sure. Go ahead, Bruce.
Bus.
Ride.
No. Ooh.
Education.
Oh.
Warren goes, oh, school?
Yep. That's
Warren with the, oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's what it is. I see.
Yes.
All right, Bruce, you and Monty with your headphones off there. We'll go for round three. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Okay. The password is perfume.
Okay. All right, fellas. All right. You want to go first or second? I'll actually give you the choice. Which would you like to do?
I'll go second.
Okay. All right. Ready, Monty?
Yes.
Fragrance.
Perfume.
Dang it.
Wow.
Dang it. Why did I go first? Why didn't I go first?
Round four. This one's for double the points.
Woo!
Double the points.
Actually, double should points. Be triple.
Oh, so I'm.
Yeah, it could be.
Let's take our
let's
headphones
go,
off.
La, la, la,
la. All right. The password is taxi.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce, for
Bruce,
running the game.
Bruce, it's your choice.
Yeah, Bruce. You go first.
Yeah. Bruce just shoved that right back in Monty's face. All right, Monty, here we go. It's 3-0. We seem to be doing well.
Let's go with Uber.
Oh, that's a good one.
Not bad. That's a good clue.
Delivery.
Hail.
Oh, boy.
Cab?
No.
Taxi.
No.
I can't. Sorry. I can't do that.
I don't know.
It just fell right out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay. We'll give it to him, Jay.
Yeah, we'll give you one. We'll let you have that one.
It just fell right out. I don't know what I was doing. Let me just ask you. Wait a minute.
Jay, you had it.
Though, didn't I did, yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, you guys.
It was so funny because you. It was funny because he goes, cab. We go, no. Taxi.
Okay.
Shoot.
How to get the correct answer the second time.
Yes.
Let's do one more quick one. Bruce, you and Monty with your headphones off. We'll do one last round. You got one more for us, Steve-O?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's do, okay. The password is moth.
All right, here we go. All right. Oh, boy. You want to go first or second, Warren?
I want to go second. Yeah. Although, you guys have been getting right off the get-go.
Boy.
Maybe that was harder than I thought it was.
Yeah, that one might be. I'll just say butterfly.
Yeah, that's good.
Flitter? No, dragonfly. I'm going to go with dragonfly.
I know. I'm going to keep guessing until I get it right, Warren.
No, just dragonfly. I'm going to go with dragonfly.
No, okay.
Oh, boy. Light.
Nice.
Firefly.
Oh. I got it.
Gross.
Moth.
Moth.
Moth. Moth. Yeah.
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 I was going to go
balls.
I didn't know if you'd get mothballs
out of that or not, but you know, I figured that might derail the show, so I didn't say that.
The light did go off.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.